A gamble to win or to lose. You play to win, then you find you're playing in a game with no rules, just made for fools. Now the joker has the laugh on me, 'cause I played my hand so carelessly.
There should be at least another deep
and
pun.
Until you want to share that old feeling, I'll be dealing time away with solitaire.
May I cut in? Get it? That was a good trick, right? Cut the cards.
You play to win, then you find you're playing in a game with no rules, just made for fools. Now the joker has the laugh on me.
You could go talk to your auntie.
'Cause I played my hand so carelessly.
Or open up a bag of chips.
And until you want to share that old feeling, I'll be dealing time away with solitaire.
It is really nice of you to let me visit you Saturdays. That's Steve Lawrence, and well done if you came up with solitaire. All those puns, please hold on to your clubs. Solitaire is also a diamond setting and a ring that you might wear. Not to mention a well-suited symbol for solitaire. Congratulations if you came up with the correct answer.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Well, it was our hope to have D.S. Kinsel from Boom Concepts here at this time. D.S. just had a baby, and I know is on paternity leave, so he may be having a busy morning. But Hip Hop Camp, My Name, My Place, Street Art and Graffiti is the name of a workshop hosted by the August Wilson African American Cultural Center. The workshop is Saturday, June 11th, and then another on June 25th at the August Wilson Center. And you can get additional details at the August Wilson Center's website. D.S. Kinsel, great guy. Just looking forward to talking with him. We'll catch up with him at a later time. D.S., thanks for connecting with us. Mike and Mars says that he can't deal with all these puns. I know, thank you. SLV comes together with lots of help. Robert Gray is our director of operations. Janessa Schuller is our director of programs. Senior staff educator Ben Rutkowski, associate producer and community engagement coordinator Alexis Thompson, manager of production and distribution Chad Green, staff educators Britt Hafley and Deanna Beringer, Morgan McCray and Lance Wilhelm are summer interns. Lee Butler is a summer college intern, manager of special projects Tad Whistle, and executive producer Ricky Berger. And this is Larry Berger broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Our cats, there are three. They live here with my baby and me. They bounce sideways across the floor. They're black, brown, and gray. How can they sleep 20 hours a day? Our cats, there are three great joys in our home. Oh, there's little Fuzzy Brown. I can hold her upside down. She chirps, she howls and growls at me. Little heart keeps beating. Smacks her little lips all the time she's eating. There's little Fuzzy Brown, great joy in our home. Then Fluffy Gray Locks.
Gray Locks.
How many times can she miss the box? Wet pool, she drools over me. She coughs.
She coughs.
Hairballs.
Hairballs.
We're a step at night going down the hall. Oh, Fluffy Gray Locks, great joy in our home. Then Bailey, coat of silk. When I open the fridge, he yells, milk, 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 milk. He jumps into my cereal bowl. With Bailey, he's the third. They all run through the house like a buffalo herd. Oh, Bailey, Bailey boy, great joy in our home. But wait, there's more. The neighborhood cat coming through the cat door. He's a great big cat with a tiny meow. He flops,
he rolls,
then he runs back home with the food he stole. Oh, Eldon, bad cat, great joy in our home. Our cats, four of them, warm and sweet little muffins from the oven. They lick the drippings from the pan. They jump on the bed. Little kitty paws running over our heads. Our cats, there are four great joys in our home. Our cats, there'll be more great joys in our home.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's Cindy Magset along with Ed Hills. And our cats, and I must admit, I was not thinking about the fact that the Sound Hound is about to appear. And sorry, boy, you like the kitties. There are a lot of cats in that song. Last hour, the answer to our puzzle was solitaire. And our high clue... Mike and Mars says they can't deal with all the puns, and I agree with them. I've said if we're not careful, somebody's going to deck us.
You take Sally off at Joan, head on down the road. You get there before I do, leave my gal alone.
To which he replied that I'm such a joker.
Once I had a big old mule, his name was Simon Slick. Rose eyes, they back his ears. How that boy would kick, how that boy would kick and slam. Kicks his dying breath, short time, makes down his throat, kick himself to death.
He also mentions that he's simply trying to follow suit. You're such a pip. Yeah, I know. What about you? In just a moment, we'll give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with today's SoundHound puzzle.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
Okay, are you ready? Now it's time for today's SoundHound puzzle. Let me grab the sound here. Each week it seems to get harder. Got it. Are you able to identify this sound? Here it comes. (412) 200-5975 or 1-888-SLBRADIO. Good luck with today's SoundHound puzzle. We'll feed our boy and give you a chance to solve it. 412-200-5975. Claire Lynch now. That's enough, SoundHound. Save some for later.
All the diamonds in this world that mean anything to me are conjured up by wind and sunlight sparkling on the sea. The taste for being free. Thank God he sent some gold chase ship to carry me to sea. Silver scales flash bright and fade in reeds along the shore, like a pearl in a sea of liquid jade. His ship comes shining like a crystal swan in a sky of sun.
That's Claire Lynch, All the Diamonds in the World. Beautiful song, isn't it? Claire Lynch at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we'll give you the Sound Hounds sound, so you can guess, and I'll let you know some of the incorrect guesses that have come in. We'll have the correct answer shortly. Any idea? 412-200-5975. Pudge in Lamartine is awake. Good morning, Pudge. Pudge says it's a... It's Randy. Randy and Arn shooting at a roof. No, it's not that. It's not the. I could actually hear that being sort of the sound up on top of a roof, especially a metal roof. Not that. Bruce in Ingram thought it might be a sewing machine. Angie thought it might be whisking in a bowl. It's not that, but that's a great guess. Addie, unsurprisingly, came up with the exact correct answer. She is in East Deer. John and Carrick also thought it might be a sewing machine. Caden, hello Caden, he hears the chugga-chugga-chugga of a train. It's not that, Caden, but I can understand where you're getting it from. Annie thinks it might be a salt shaker or one of those egg shakers that you shake. Not that. Jim in Crafton Heights has the correct answer, as does Zach in Pittsburgh. Sarah and James, oh, this is a good guess. It's not this. Paper being hit by fan blades. You put a little piece of paper in your fan, you might hear. Not that. Do you remember the time, or I'll tell you about it if you don't remember. Somebody was trying to teach me how to juggle on the air, and they gave me bean bags to juggle with. And I was doing it, and this was in a studio that, for some reason, had a rather relatively low ceiling, and also had a ceiling fan directly above me, and the beanbags hit the ceiling fan. It opened, and it actually sounded a little bit like that once they opened up. Sarah thinks it might be a teletype machine, or she's got the correct answer. And happened to be playing solitaire when the haiku prompted for solitaire as the answer. Drew and Tegan and Larkin and Otis are all listening together. And they got the correct answer, a charge to them. Linda thought it might be a ticker tape. Not to that. And now we're going to get to some correct answers that have come in. I think I've mentioned everybody who called. We're going to talk with Carla and then with Tommy. Carla's in McMurray. Hello, Carla.
Hi there. How you doing
good
today?
You figured this one out pretty quickly.
Oh, right away. Right away. I was telling Ricky, it's a lawn sprinkler. And when I'm taking my dog Sparky for a walk, and, you know, when it's a dry summer day, I go past a lot of those things. And I remember running through them as a kid. And, and that dog, the Sound Hound, sounds so much like Sparky when he barks.
Now, he was saying hello to Sparky just then. Oh. I didn't. That came out of nowhere. That was a high Sparky.
Oh, he said hello to Sparky. You know, Sparky was laying here, and he just lifted his little head. He does that when the Sound Hound barks. It's his favorite feature. Sparky's a Shih Tzu. But when you're pulling the sound away from the Sound Hound, he sounds bigger.
Yeah. He is. He gets a very just a little aggravated when I tried to take it away. But I saw a dog in Nova Place last night, which is sort of a plaza area just across from us that I pass as I walk to where I park. And there were three dogs. They looked like retrievers, maybe. And they're all walking, sort of strutting, being walked by somebody. And one of them had this pink stuffed animal. And it just looked so possessive of this animal. It's like, this is mine. It's not anybody else's. And I'm taking it with me wherever I go.
Oh, they've got personalities. It's unbelievable.
All animals do. It's incredible. Well, you got it. Well done, and I hope you have good plans for the weekend coming up here.
Yeah, I've got to work for a while today, and then I'm finishing up. I'm a foreign language teacher, and I'm finishing up some transcripts of grades for homeschoolers that are taking my German and French class, or German and Spanish classes.
Grading is tough. If you haven't done it, it's. It's harder than you might think. At least I always found it hard.
Oh, yeah. It's it's hard to do these transcripts. That's what's really hard. The language is a child's play in comparison to this math and stuff.
I understand. Thank you, Carla. Take care.
Thank you, and thanks for a good show.
Thank you. Carla is in McMurray. Jay in Washington thought it might be a record player when it reaches the end. I hear that. And Tommy is here now in beautiful Richmond, Virginia. Hi, Tommy.
Good morning.
It's good to hear from you today.
And that was so obvious. If you are a lawn care person, that sprinkler came right to your mind immediately.
Yeah.
I have spots in my lawn. I've got a sprinkler system installed, but there are spots it doesn't quite reach, so I have to use the water hose and the rain birds to get to that part, and it's reminiscent of lawn care.
Yeah, Chris and Pitcairn just got the correct answer, too. Ricky and I, with one minor exception, have no grass registered in our names at this point. That doesn't mean we don't have to weed.
I think about you when you had that sprinkler on. It says, this is something he doesn't have to worry about anymore.
No, well, some of the little baby shrubs still need some. But you know what we forgot when we were removing all the grass from our palatial quarter-acre estate? That little strip of grass in between the sidewalk and the road still exists, but fortunately they're replacing a lot of sewer lines in the Pittsburgh area now, including one right in front of our house, so we're hoping they will help us try to encourage that grass not to grow.
you're doing all those puns earlier. There's two kinds of people when it comes to puns. Mm-hmm. Those who really love them and those who really hate them. And I don't think there's anything in between.
I think you're probably right. I think most people. Well, no, some people groan at them. You're right.
Yeah. You give them a good pun, like the Chinese inventor of mothers-in-law with mousy tongue.
Oh my goodness.
But you know, the puns are puns, and that's us.
Don in Bethel Park just wrote with his answer, which is oscillating sprinkler. I like the there's the kind of sprinkler I forget what they called this kind of, it would sort of move back and forth in a wave. And then there was the kind that spins around. We were always wave people growing up. My dad preferred that model.
But that one's a little weighted part that hits the water stream. That's what you've got there. That's the original was called Rainbird. There are a lot of copies on that one now. But
I remember those, the Rainbird sprinkler. Yeah, they're, I'm sure the intellectual property rights on lawn sprinklers are, they're probably all public domain at this point. Although, who knows?
I'm sure, because I remember those when I was in high school, and that was in the 50s.
Well, there was always the one,
so
too.
That goes back away.
Those ones that, you know, went back and forth by themselves. I can remember as a paper boy either timing my route so that the sprinklers wouldn't hit me, or timing when I'd move from house to house, or sometimes timing it so the sprinkler would hit me.
So they would hit you, but it was extremely hot. Yes.
But thank you for checking in, as always. It's
oh,
good to
pleasure.
Hear from you.
Always, always.
Take care.
Enjoy the rest of your day, my bro.
You too. That's Tommy in Virginia. And let us thank the Sound Hound. You still there, buddy? Excellent. Let's give him a little water from that sprinkler. That's the sound we were looking for, that sprinkler. Congratulations if you came up with it. I think I mentioned Chris and Pitcairn, in case you didn't hear me mention you. Dawn sent a picture of a sprinkler. Thank you, Dawn, just now. Well, I mentioned newspapers with some degree of purpose just a moment ago. There was a time, it would seem, although it's really an issue of the ages, not just today, when if you read something in a newspaper, you could be somewhat sure that what you were reading was accurate. But these days, between websites and cable news, I say that in quotes, programs, it really gets hard as information explodes. How do you know whether something is accurate or not? Well, news literacy is a program that has been sweeping the nation for some time now, the News Literacy Project. And if you are an educator or a teacher, there's a chance for you to see a program either live, really take part in it, live in person, or virtually. And it's coming up on June 6th, and it's a pleasure to have John Silva with us. Hello, John. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you today?
I'm great, and I'm so happy you're able to join us, because this program is near and dear to our heart, given the youth journalism programs that we do here. Can you talk a bit about the News Literacy Project and just how
sure.
it works?
Yeah, so we are a national, nonpartisan, nonprofit organization. We've been around for just a little over 14 years. I've been with NLT for just over 5, and our primary mission and what we do is to work with educators to provide them with professional learning and with resources that they can integrate into their classes to teach their students how to be news literate. As you were sort of just saying a second ago, how do I know what information that I can trust, how can I evaluate it, and how can I use that information to make the important decisions that affect my life?
And really, without information, I mean, you can choose and create an opinion, but if it's not based on accurate information, we tend to be very apolitical here, and I mean this straight down the middle. Without accurate information and an informed electorate, democracy really doesn't exist, and actually civil life deteriorates too. And so it's really important that folks begin to be able to discern these things. I know you've got some tools. Could you explain how Checkology works? Checkology
sure.
is a program, right?
Checkology is our online learning platform. We launched it about a little over 5 years ago. And what it is a web-based learning tool that teachers can use with students in their classroom. And within Checkology is a range of lessons and other learning activities, as well as different types of tools and tutorials to teach specific skills in news literacy. And so one of the best parts about Checkology is that teachers can sort of look at what we have in the platform and then connect it to almost any grade level or subject area, but between fifth grade and high school and beyond. And it really connects to a range of subject areas. And each lesson focuses on a particular, like a particular topic. So for example, we have a lesson on specifically about misinformation, and how, you know, what it is and how to recognize it.
Yeah, it's so incredibly important. And I know, I call them deep fakes, which can mean a lot of things, but I get fooled every now and then, and I think I'm pretty perceptive and aware of what's out there, but sometimes something will show up in a social media feed or even as an email, and you really have to think for a minute, is this news? Is it commentary? Is it simply junk altogether? And it's tough. Well, imagine if you're 10 years old or a teen or somebody, you know, much, much older, somebody who maybe does not have English as their first language. It's really hard. So the work that News Literacy Project is doing really, really matters. And you've got a free program coming up based in Pittsburgh at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It's 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is for adults, for teachers and educators. I checked a little while ago. I think there's still a few seats open to show up in person. Only 30 people can attend in person, but up to 1,000 can attend remotely. Do you want to talk about what that's going to be like, John?
Yeah. So that is what we call a News Lit Camp. We have been doing News Lit Camps for about 5 years. So we started them right after I joined NLP. The basic idea behind a News Lit Camp is that we partly want to be talking about the importance of local journalism. And one of the ways that we do that is to partner with educators in a particular area or region. In this case, we're actively working with the Allegheny County Intermediate Unit and trying to get educators from across Allegheny County. And we're partnering with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And in a News Lit Camp, the educators will join us in a newsroom for a day of professional learning where we talk about these important concepts in news literacy, but also to help educators really understand the importance of journalism and to connect the things that we're teaching, but also to sort of build a closer connection between educators and journalists who are covering and working with these same communities. And then once the News Lit Camp is over, it's a one-day event, we continue to work with them to support them, to provide additional resources. And then hopefully we can then also help bring those journalists in some ways into the classrooms, because this is one of the ways it's important to also recognize that, you know, journalists are doing this work. They're amazing resources, and they're the ones that are, you know, the experts in understanding how journalism works to inform us about the events of the day.
Well, and true journalists, we've really sort of evolved to a misunderstanding of the difference between a journalist and a commentator. A true journalist has rules that he or she follows in terms of sources and attribution, and actually coming to one of my favorite expressions, and I think it's Carl Bernstein, the the first draft of history, the most accurate first draft of history that can be made. And for a variety of reasons, journalism is disrespected in some cases or misunderstood. So I think this will help, too, in that effort. I've had the pleasure of chatting with Alan Miller, the founder and CEO of the News Literacy Project through some events, and the Grable Foundation, who is helping to sponsor this event. And what you're doing really matters. And folks can still register, right?
They can. We can make a link available if you don't have one, but you can go to our website at newslit.org. You can click on, if you're an educator in Allegheny County or even from other parts of southwestern Pennsylvania, please, if you can, join us for the whole day or part of the day. You can click on the For Educators section of that, or you can find us on social media. We're going to be posting links to the registration page. And you can follow us on Twitter at Newslit Project. So we're very excited to be coming to Pennsylvania for, this will be our first in-person Newslit camp since February of 2020.
Yeah, I'm excited. I wish I could be there in person, and I don't think, I want somebody that could be there the whole day, but there are only six, I just looked, there's six remaining in-person tickets, and the virtual tickets are plentiful. I think there'll be lots of opportunities. If you go to slbradio.org or our Facebook page, we've also linked to the ticket location so you can
sign up. Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Look at me. We've run out of time just about. Okay. Do you have anything else you want to mention, though? I want to be sure.
No, I'm very thankful for the time to talk to you and for everybody listening. We're very thankful for the opportunity to come to Pittsburgh, especially with the support of the Grable Foundation. And we're really looking forward to working with Allegheny County educators.
Wonderful. And thanks to the Allegheny Intermediate Unit, Tyler Samstung and others. And we should mention your main website again, if you could, please, for folks who can't make it.
You can go to our website at newslit.org, N-E-W-S-L-I-T.
Easy, newslit.org. Thanks so much, John. Take care. That's John Silva from the News Literacy Project, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services such as Tube City Media at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, KRDP, Indy Community Radio, Phoenix at listen2krdp.com, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at area code 515-605-9542, streaming services at TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Tim?
I got something I got to say.
Oh, well, tell me all about it.
Well, Johnny's in the basement mixing up the medicine, and I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in the trench coat, badge out, laid off, says he got a bad cough and wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend of man in the coonskin cap and the pig pen. He wants $11 bills and you only got 10. Maggie comes fleet foot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped in. Anyway, Maggie says that many say they must bust an early mayor's orders from the DA. Look out, kid, no matter what you did, or walk on your tiptoes, don't try the no-dose, better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose and watch your plain clothes, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. get well, hang around the ink well, ring the bell, hard to tell if anything you're gonna sell. Try hard, get barred, get back, write braille, get jailed, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit, but users, cheaters, six-time losers, or hang around the theaters, girl by the whirlpool looking for a new fool. Don't follow leaders and watch your parking meters, yeah. Born, keep warm, short pants, romance, learn to dance. Get dressed, get blessed, try to be a success. Please her, please him, buy gifts. Don't steal, don't lift. 20 years of schooling and they put you on a day shift. Look out, kid, you keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to avoid a scandal. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump won't work because the vandal took the handle. You know what I mean, man?
I know exactly what you mean, man.
Tim O'Brien with the Subterranean Homesick Blues here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Tyler Samstag from the Allegheny Intermediate Unit, I had mentioned his name before, also should be thanked. And Remake Learning for the workshop you just heard mentioned by John Silva, and there's a link at our website if you would like to attend to learn more about news literacy. Our upfront puzzle is coming up momentarily, and here's hoping you'll see if you can come up with the correct answer.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Last Saturday, we had an incredible trio called Big Blitz, two saxophone players who happen to be brothers, both from Burl and both associated with Youngstown State University, played along with a drummer, all three of them together from the Burl area, all about 20 plus or minus. They were amazing. And if you heard it, you know exactly what I mean. If you missed it, you can look for Big Blitz at neighborhoodvoices.org. Neighborhoodvoices.org. It's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our upfront puzzle. What word naturally comes before these three words? Chair, rest, and band. Chair, rest, and band. One word comes before those three words. 412-200-5975. If you think you know the correct answer, you can either tell us the correct answer or you can give us another word to include in the series. Chair, rest, and band. One word comes before them. You can also reach us using instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Roy Bookbinder.
Song like it was written in 1928. Guitar part, but kind of song that could have been written any time in history. I'm just an old chunk of coal. I'm gonna be a diamond someday. You know that I'm gonna grow and glow till I'm so blue, pure, perfect. Ooh, I'm gonna put a smile on everybody's face. And I'm gonna kneel and pray every day lest I should become vain along my lonesome way. I'm just an old chunk of coal now, Lord, and I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm gonna be the world's best friend. I'm gonna stop and shake everybody's doggone hand. I'm gonna polish up my old rough-edged self till I get rid of every single flaw. Shake everybody's hand. I'm just an old chunk of coal now, Lord, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. And I'm gonna find me a new way to walk. I'm gonna search till I can find me a better way to talk. I'm gonna be the cotton picking rage of the age. Ooh, man, I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm just an old chunk of coal. I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm gonna grow and glow till I'm so blue, pure, perfect. I'm gonna put a smile on everybody's face.
Bookbinder at the Fur Peace Ranch, otherwise known as Yorma's Place. And I'm an old chunk of coal here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Well, a lot of answers are coming in, and a few ideas for additional clues, too. We're looking for the word that precedes chair, rest, and band. A few folks suggested wrestle as another clue, and pit could also be a clue. Pit. Good morning to Bill in Homer City. Bill, I forgot, I meant to wish you a happy birthday today, and we talked off the air. You had guessed an engine on our Soundhound puzzle, an old steam engine going like that. Not it, but I missed acknowledging you because sometimes my notes disappear as soon as I write them, so it would seem. Bill also got the correct answer just now to our puzzle. And let's see who else checked in. Larry in Elwood City just got it. So did Zach in the city of Pittsburgh. Jim in Crafton Heights got it. Ty in Squirrel Hill. And Kathy in Youngstown both got the correct answer. Tommy in Virginia got it. Pudge in Lamartine got it. Mike and Mars got it and suggested wrestle, as did Zach in Pittsburgh. Wrestle is a great clue. Stu and McCandless got it. So we have chair, rest, band, and wrestle. One word comes before those. I'm trying to think if I can give you any more clues. There's a bit of slang people would say if you had a really attractive person next to you. Candy would be the clue. Or length. Length. But our answer is usually used in possessive form before that word. Four, one, two, 200-5975 if you would like to take a guess. I can't really think of any other clues. I see Bonnie, she came up with our Soundhound puzzle and also has the correct answer to this current puzzle. Well done. Good morning to Bob in Sewickley. Nice to have you tuned in. The answer we were looking for is arm, arm rest, arm band, arm wrestle, arm chair, armpit, arm candy, arms length, and maybe some more. 412-200-5975 if you would like to add any more, and a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with arm.
Little slap on my behind, so far so good. Started off this life crying, so far so good. All the food I need to eat, baby steps on baby feet, someone taking care of me, so far so good. Getting up off on the ground, so far so good. Soaking up the sights and sounds, so far so good. Learning how to find my way, how to work and how to play. Count my blessings every day. So far so good. So far so good. So far so good. So far so good. So far.
One more moment, one more minute, find the good and get right in it. Twist and shout and turn and spin it. So far, so good. I had a little dance with cancer. So far, so good. Many questions, many answers. So far, so good. They gave me little pills to pop, when to start and what to stop. But I know it's an inside job. So far, so good. So far, so good. So far, so good. So far, so good. So far. One more moment, one more minute. Find the good and get right in it. Twist and shout and turn and spin it. So far, so good. I'm walking down that road less traveled, playing triple words on Facebook Scrabble. Night falls and it's time for bed. So far, so good. I've got a place to lay my head. So far, so good. For everyone who's not so blessed, I say a prayer and send my best. Now I lay me down to rest. So far, so good. So far, so good. So far, so good. So far, so good. So far. One more moment, one more minute. Find the good and get right in it. Twist and shout and turn and spin it. So far, so good. So far, so good. So far, so good. So far, so good. So far. One more moment, one more minute. Find the good and get right in it. Twist and shout and turn and spin it. So far, so good.
Swimming, swimming in the swimming pool. Yeah, we're gone swimming, swimming in the swimming pool. My friend Jojo Martin, we're gonna take him too. He lives down the street from me and he's in my class at school. Hey, we're gone swimming, swimming in the swimming pool. Yeah, we're gone swimming, swimming in the swimming pool. I'm gonna do cannonball, splash water everywhere. Then I'll do a swan dive, float right through the air. Hey, we're gone swimming, swimming in the swimming pool. Yeah, we're gone swimming, swimming in the swimming pool. We'll play sharks and minnows, maybe water tag. Watch out for the lifeguard who wanna make us pick up trash. Hey, we're gone swimming, swimming in the swimming pool. Yeah, we're gone swimming, swimming in the swimming pool. I've been to the ocean and I've been to a lake, but I'm wild about that swimming pool, 'cause that's where we're going today. Hey, we're going swimming, swimming in the swimming pool. Yes, we're going swimming, swimming in the swimming pool. Hey, we're going swimming, swimming in the swimming pool. Hey, we're going swimming, swimming in the swimming pool.
That's Carl Williams at the Saturday Light Brigade, swimming in the swimming pool. And David Roth, who I recommend if you enjoy songs of authenticity and observations on life. So Far, So Good, the name of his recording. Bonnie mentioned for our upfront puzzle, Head almost kind of fits. headband, headrest. Those fit pretty well. Head chair could be, you know, the chair at the head of the table. I always like when you get an alternate answer, is starting to think of how some of the other clues might have worked, like head wrestle. But our arm is the one we were looking for. And both Mike and Mars and Sarah of McCandless suggested another clue, and hammer. So arm, the other clue could have been, and hammer. Gather round if you are celebrating a birthday today or in the week ahead. We're going to be celebrating together on the radio with you in just a moment, so please get ready for that. Good morning to Joanne in Oil City and Katie, as well as Michael and Robin and Yvonne. A lot of people participating this morning, either by phone or on Facebook or by email. Thank you for being a part of SLB. We'll be playing Guess Who in our next hour. We're going to begin our birthday greetings with Bill in Homer City, who turns 60-10 today. Happy birthday to you, Bill. We're so glad you're part of our family. And then Jordan. Jordan has two people that he really loves so much that he wants to wish a happy birthday to. One is Katie of Franklin Park. Katie is the wife of Jordan. Katie's birthday is June 5th. Happy birthday, Katie, from Jordan. And I suspect also from Adeline, because Adeline Joan Boris of Franklin Park is turning 4 on June 8th. Hi, Adeline, and Daddy loves you so much, as does your mommy, and happy birthday to you. Jordan and Daddy love you so much. He wanted to be sure we wish you both a happy birthday. June 5th for Katie and June 8th for Adeline Jones. Also on June 4th today, we have Liz of Bear Rocks, Denny of Baldwin Borough, our pal Lane Signa, Caitlin of Valencia, and Max of Weirton. On June 5th, Martha. Happy birthday to you from Bill, Allison, Billy, Sarah in Georgia, Sue, and Bud. Kim of Elwood City, Kimberly, that is. Andrew from David and Kathy and Julia, Maria, and Peter. Also on the 5th, Forrest from the North Side, and Deb from Joni and Lisa. Birthdays on the 6th of June include Noah, Amelia of Katanning, Barry of Idlewood Road, Kathy in Grove City from husband Daniel, and Haley of Bethel Park. Hi, Haley, from Jacqueline, Ronnie, and Donald, and Paula, and Akila of Observatory Hill from your family. Also, some birthdays coming up on Tuesday. Maggie of Gibsonia, Lisa of Highland Park, Carolyn with a K of New Kensington, and Samantha of Wilmington, North Carolina, also known as the Sweet Sunny South, from David and Sandy, your parents, also Sister Kate. On June 8th, Gabriella of Mars, Jacob of Castle Shannon, Olivia, and we mentioned, and I'm going to mention again, Adeline Joan Boris of Franklin Park, turning 4 on June 8th. Quinn of Brentwood on June 9th. Lynn of Squirrel Hill on that date, Rebecca of Regent Square, also on June 9th. Margarita of Evans City on the 10th, Matthew of Moon, also on that date, Jason of Toledo from Sally. And finally, happy birthday to Janet and Ed, or happy anniversary to Janet and Ed, the birthday of your marriage, on June 10th.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A. 15233.
Include the birthday person's postal address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed representative of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations, plus streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
When I don't know where home is anymore, the road's a lonely place to be. I'm miles away, but I'm back in a jiffy when I'm putting on a kettle for a nice cup of tea. When no one wants to talk about weather for hours and hours and hours with me, there's a sunny spell. All of a sudden, when I'm putting on a kettle for a nice cup of tea. A cup of tea, nothing like a proper cup, a nice nostalgic and necessary. A cup of tea, nothing like a proper cup, a gimme, 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 gimme. Breaks my back and my soul's as heavy as can be. I get my bounce back just like a tigger when I'm putting on a cap for a nice cup of tea. When the only one who likes the taste of a Marmite on toast is me, and no one gets my sense of humor while I'm putting on a cap for a nice cup of tea. A cup of tea, nothing like a proper cup, a nice nostalgic and necessary. A cup of tea, nothing like a proper cup, a gimme, 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 gimme. A cup of tea, nothing like a proper cup, a nice and nostalgic and necessary. A cup of tea, nothing like a proper cup, a gimme, 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 gimme. A nothing too fancy, just a nice cup of tea.
That's Zoe Lewis. With cup of tea here at the Saturday Light Brigade. There's a lot going on there. like to see the score. It's got a little jaw harp part and a spoons part and a foot percussion part and ukulele, all those things. Perhaps all played by one person at the same time. You never know. We're going to play Guess Who together all at one time. Here's hoping you'll play along with us.